Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.918 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs fall 5-4 to the Louisville Bats as the Bats win the rubber game of a three-game series, winning games one and three. The Pigs took game two, and it looked like for a little while, in honor of the series finale of the leftovers tonight, that the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs were going to pull Kevin Garvey and pull themselves back from the dead and come back to win it all, but it just was not meant to be tonight, as Louisville rallied with a run in the eighth and in the ninth to win it 5-4. Sam Mines with you here in the studio, and this is your post-game recap of the action tonight as the Louisville Bats win 5-4 over your Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. This is how we got here, and I'm going to try and make it as quick of a post-game show as possible so that we can kick it to the basketball game. It's game two of the NBA Finals coming up next. Should be about the start of the second half following the post-game show of the Pigs game, so you'll be able to hear what is left of the basketball game. Highlights in this one, and for a while there was not a whole lot of them, and then all of a sudden the game really kicked into gear later on. However, we head to the third really to start, because there was no action in the first or the second inning, 1-2-3 for each team. Into the third inning, the Pigs in the top half of the third got a walk from Hector Gomez to lead off the inning. However, they did not get anything going. In the bottom half of the inning, though, Reese Hoskins made a fantastic defensive play to end the inning when it looked like Hernan Irribarren was going to get a base hit.
So two outs, nobody on. He wheels and deals, swung on and hammered to first. Oh, a beautiful pick by Hoskins to his right. Holy Toledo, he made a great glove play there. He'll then go over and step on the bag himself, and the fans, you could hear by the oohs and the ahs on that blast off the bat by Irribarren, impressed by that terrific star-worthy play from Hoskins.
And then following that, in the bottom half of the third inning, in the top of the fourth, the Pigs were looking to rally, looking to put a little two-out bingo together. J.P. Crawford flew out, Jorge Alfaro grounded out, but Reese Hoskins walked, and then Nick Williams walked, but unfortunately, Taylor Featherston struck out to end the inning. And in the bottom half of the fourth, the Bats went 1-2-3. Pigs tried to rally again in the top half of the fifth inning when Pedro Florimon got a one-out single and Jake Thompson sack bunted him over to second. Cam Perkins walked, but J.P. Crawford stung a line drive that was just hit too hard and was fielded, and the Pigs would not score. And then in the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Bats would wake up, and they would put three on the board, and it began with Brandon Dixon hitting a home run.
Right now he wheels and deals and swung on and hammered down the left field line. Fair, it's long gone. That ball is fair. Forget about it. It's out of here.
And that started the scoring for the Bats, who then made it 1-0. But they were not done there, because Phil Irvin would follow that with a walk. Dilson Herrera would knock into a fielder's choice, meaning that there was two on and no out. Zach Vincy would line out, and then the pitcher would ground out. So there was two on and two out, but Hernan Irribarren would come up, and he would sting a two RBI single that would give the Bats a 3-0 lead.
And here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on and punched out left field, base hit. One runs in. They're going to send around Herrera. The ball is then bobbled in the outfield by Williams. And that'll allow an extra bag as moving up to second goes Irribarren. He's got a two-run single. It's a three-run inning, and it's 3-0 Louisville.
All of a sudden, the Pigs found themselves down three runs going to the top of the sixth inning, where the Pigs went 1-2-3. In the bottom of the sixth, despite a walk and a fielder's choice, the Bats did not scrape across a run. However, that was the end of the sixth inning. Then we head to the top of the seventh inning, where the Pigs would once again go 1-2-3. Featherston would strike out, Gomez grounding out, and Pedro Florimon would stare at strike three. Into the bottom of the seventh inning, Pedro Florimon, however, would make up for his strikeout in the earlier half of the inning with a couple of nice defensive plays, including this one.
Now the pitcher swung on and beaten high in the air. Over the leap at the mound by Pinto. Barehanded by Florimon. Behind the mound. Throws and got him. Great play by Florimon. I figure once it got over Pinto, there was no way they'd get the out. And as Florimo makes his way back to second, he gets daps from his pitcher, Pinto. That's a great play on a 4-3 putout.
And the Pigs would get out of the seventh inning, still only down three, and that would lead us to the top of the eighth, where the Pigs would mount a big-time comeback in the top half of the inning. And it would begin with a Jorge Flores single. Cam Perkins would walk, so would J.P. Crawford. Jorge Alfaro would strike out, but Rhys Hoskins came through with the big 2-RBI single.
So bases loaded. Here is Hoskins, who's 0-for-2. Pitch, swung on a ground ball, chopped, and it is under the glove of the third baseman, Dixon. One run is in. They're going to send home Perkins. He's going to score, and the Pigs get a gift. We'll see if they rule it an E5 or a single. Either way, it looked like an inning-ending double play until it went right under the glove of Dixon, and it's now a 3-2 game.
Taylor Featherston would strike out, but Hector Gomez would follow up with a big-time 2-RBI double that gave the Pigs a lead.
All three lead. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run on second. Pitch a swing on hammer. Base hit. Oh, a bullet through the middle by Gomez. One runs in Crawford. Here comes Hoskins. He scores easily. And nobody's covering second, so Gomez will go to second. And now they've got Nick Williams in a rundown between third and home. He got a little greedy and fell down. And now he's being run back between home plate and third. And he's going to be tagged out by the catcher, Turner. And that'll end the inning. Gomez, though, what a clutch bullet. An RBI sharply drilled through the middle for runs 3 and 4. It's a 4-run frame. And now as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Lehigh Valley leads for the first time.
If you're thinking that was a bit of a long highlight, it was an important one, because not only did the Pigs take the lead, but the Nick Williams getting stranded and caught in the rundown, that's going to come back to bite the Pigs later on, because they would have had second and third with two outs had Nick Williams not got caught. Unfortunately, he did, and the Pigs would have to settle for just the 4 runs and the one run lead, because in the bottom half of the eighth inning, after Pat Venditti got Darnell Sweeney to ground out and struck out Sebastian Elizalde, he was lifted from the game in favor of Casey Fien. Fien came in and gave up a single to Stuart Turner, a Stuart to Brandon Dixon, a single to Brandon Dixon, and then a single to Phil Irvin that tied the game.
Irvin has singled, walked, and reached on a fielder's choice. Pitch swung on and hammered towards third, past Gomez. It's a base hit. Now they're going to set on the runner. There'll be a play at the plate. Here's the throw. It's strong. It's online, and Alfaro doesn't see it. It bounces, runner safe. Both runners are going to move up now. I thought Alfaro was deking the runner, but he never saw it. It bounced near his feet, kicked off his shin guard.
And just like that, it was tied at 4 apiece. Into the ninth inning we go, because the bats got nothing else in the bottom half of that inning. The Pigs went 1-2-3 in the top half of the ninth, with Dylan Cousins striking out, Cam Perkins popping up, and J.P. Crawford getting out as well. Into the bottom of the ninth we go, and Zach Vincy led it off with a single. Jesse Winker hit one as well. Hernan Arribarn would strike out, and then Darnell Sweeney would be intentionally walked to set the scene. The bases were loaded for Sebastian Elizalde, and the Pigs brought in 5 infielders, hoping to turn an inning-ending double play in a bit of an unorthodox style and send the game to extra innings. They got the ground ball. Unfortunately, Florimond just couldn't handle it, and the bats walked it off.
5 infielders, 2 outfielders. It'll be an 0-1 by Milner to the lefty Elizalde. Pitch is swung on, hit towards second. It takes a hop right off the glove of Hoskins. It's going to win the game. That's not Hoskins. That was Featherston playing over there. Right off the glove as he was playing between the first baseman Hoskins and the second baseman Flores. And it hops away and ends the game. Elizalde is going to get a game-winning, probably single. It was hit very sharply right at the feet.
It was an unorthodox method to try for the Pigs, and it nearly worked out. Unfortunately, it did not. And the bats win the series and the game by a final score of 5-4. The Pigs, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. The bats, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Pigs were 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position, leaving 6 on base. The bats were 3-for-10. They left 9 on base. Jake Thompson was great tonight. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Ricardo Pinto worked an inning and a third. No numbers across the board. Venditti worked an inning. He struck out 1. Casey Fien, he got the blown save. It was his first. 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 1 run. And Hobie Milner takes the loss. 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Robert Stevenson, he went four innings for the Louisville Bats as the starter, giving up three walks and two strikeouts. Jackson Stevens then went an inning, giving up a hit and a walk. Alejandro Chacin got the hold, his second, two innings, three strikeouts. Kyle McMine got a blown save. It was his third. One inning, four hits, four runs, all earned, two walks and two strikeouts. But Lewis Coleman got the win. He is now 2-1, one inning of work, two strikeouts. Time of the game, 3 hours and 4 minutes in front of 6,407 on a Sunday night at Louisville Slugger Field, where it was 87 degrees. Once again, the final score, the Pigs fall by a final score of 5-4. Lehigh Valley now 37-19, the Louisville Bats 21-34.